You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
All right, Rix, it's been a while since we've had a real fight in outrageous claims, and I'm not sure, I don't know if we're going to get it today. I hope we're going to get it today, but it depends on whether or not, it depends on how you feel about good old Billy Belichick.
Okay.
So here's the outrageous claim for today. Bill Belichick is no longer the greatest coach in the NFL. He's not the best coach currently in the NFL.
Well, who is the best coach in the NFL?
I would say Sean Payton, but if we're going active currently, not suspended.
Yeah, right, not really in the NFL.
I would probably give it to one of the Harbaughs.
One of the you're going to go Harbaugh over Tommy C, you gutless coward?
Yes.
How many Super Bowls do both of those Harbaughs put together
have? Here's my problem.
How many?
Here's my problem.
Count them.
This many.
Thank you. That's a zero.
Here's my problem with Tom Coughlin. And it can be rectified this year. If you coach a team who habitually and just again and again plays down to the level of a vehement, just vastly
do you
underrated
watch
opponent.
Every 49ers game?
No.
Did you
admittedly,
watch?
No.
Did you watch every Ravens game? I'm sure there are many, but did you watch every Giants game?
Not the
so
way
you
the
will
Giants.
See,
come on.
You will see
you
these
and I both
deficiencies.
Know.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And you know what else it happened? It happened in the Jim Fossil era, too. It's not all Tom Coughlin. You're
what, a coach can't fix it? What is it? It's just something about the giant locker room? There's like a ghost of
listen,
Fran Tarkenton hanging out?
Okay, listen, the 49ers
I don't even know if Fran
went,
Tarkenton's dead.
I'm pretty sure Fran Tarkenton's no longer with us. I think you're good there.
God rest him, then.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Jim Harbaugh, they went over and lost to the Minnesota Vikings. Everybody plays down to a degree. I understand what you're saying.
Look, all right, whatever. Here's the bottom line. It's not about Tom Coughlin. The bottom line is Bill Belichick is no longer the best coach in the National Football League. In fact, I would say he's an above-average coach, but not more than that.
Not more than that.
No.
Did he make the Super Bowl last year? Has he made five Super Bowls? Who's made five Super Bowls since 2000?
Great. I'm saying right now, Bill Belichick is not a great coach.
Okay.
How long has that defense been terrible, and how long has he tried to outsmart the room by giving up draft picks and hoarding tight ends while not doing anything about the fact that his secondary can't stop Mark Sanchez?
This past draft, he actually traded into the first round. Listen, I would say Belichick should get himself a GM. Bill Belichick trying to be the coach and GM is a terrible decision. That needs to stop. I don't think it's because his roster is inept. His roster, listen.
And
they,
he's the guy who built. He's the guy who cooks.
I understand that.
And he builds it. He coaches
he's
it.
He's still the best cook in the league. He's got to stop. He's got to stop shopping for the ingredients.
I would put Tom Coughlin ahead of it. I would put Sean Payton ahead of that. To me.
Sean Payton doesn't count. He's not in the league. I'm fine with you saying Tom Coughlin, but just look at the facts. Who has made the Super Bowl five times and won it three times?
When was the last time he won a Super Bowl?
That's fine, but he finished second. Who's made the Super Bowl five times? In the amount of time that Bill Belichick has made his run of five Super Bowls, which started in what, 2002? 2001?
Somewhere
something around that line. Mike Tomlin's made two. Won one. Tom Coughlin's made two. Won them both. Holla at your boy.
What up?
Nobody's made it any close. So you can't tell me the guy who gets to the top of the mountain, who's made it all the way to the top of the mountain.
I absolutely
and
can.
And has made it to the
because he has he has fundamentally changed his team to a point that I think has done a disservice to his team. When he was winning those Super Bowls, he had a great defense. He had a very good offense, at the helm of which was Tom Brady. Now, he's got a gimmicky offense. We just yo-yo back and forth between which gimmick Belichick wants to go
and
with
they work.
Every other year.
Is he in first place?
And a defense that is inept and has been inept and he has refused to fix. Refused.
He put two first round draft picks on that defense. It takes a little bit of time. Now obviously the guy has not drafted great defensively, but if you look at the Tom Coughlin era in the Giants, keep coming back to Tom Coughlin. When they took over that team, it was a run predicated team with Tiki Barber, screen passes, and phenomenal defense.
Right. He changed. He found something that works, and it still works.
That team has evolved. You evolve with the personnel
that
you have.
You evolve. You evolve. You fix. You evaluate, and you decide how to do it What team has had one glaring weakness after a season and then goes into the next offseason and doesn't fix it?
What did he not fix?
His secondary. It's atrocious.
He attempted to fix it.
He drafted a D lineman first.
Okay. Well, what's the best friend of your secondary? A good pass rush.
You're right.
Thank you.
You're absolutely right. But you still got to have some boys in the secondary. You still got to have, as much as this pains me to say, you still got to have Corey Webster.
I agree with that. But when you don't, you have to work. Listen, the reason you look at the Patriots offense and you find it gimmicky and you're like, oh, they throw it to tight ends all the time and do little dump passes to Wes Welker. Because if you look at the roster that the Patriots have, they have with Woodhead, Edelman, and Welker, the Lollipop Guild, they have three guys who are really good at catching those little slant passes and turning them up, and then you have two great tight ends. So what do? You run a weird offense that nobody else runs because you're going to the strength of your team.
You've got two great tight ends who, I don't know, they decided they needed to supplement with nine more besides spending some roster room on, I don't know, a secondary.
That's fine.
Belichick...
They don't have a secondary because they're paying minimum to Jake Ballard on IR. That's really what's preventing him from getting a secondary.
They went out and got Kellen Winslow. That worked out really well.
Okay, he's not on the team anymore. That was a flyer because Aaron Hernandez was going to miss time. That's a smart play.
They've got all these tight ends. They've got all these questionable guys on the injury report because that matters. Belichick does all these things that it doesn't seem like actually, we're going to build the Patriot mentality and we're going to watch our defense just leave because we don't think they fit the Patriot mentality. So he cuts guys for no reason other than they said something bad. He has a mean streak, but I think he takes guys who he thinks has done them wrong and he shuts them out. And that's why Welker was... He made a point with Wes Welker in the first 2 weeks of the season, and it backfired.
Bill Belichick has an ego that is bigger than the room.
And it gets him into trouble.
And it does get him into trouble. But still, schematically, the guy is phenomenal. If he's not the best head coach, and listen, even when he was winning, I was never one of the guys who anointed Bill Belichick Jesus with a clipboard. That's never been me. Revere the hoodie, all these guys. That's never been me. To say that the guy isn't one of the top 1 to 3 coaches in the league is ridiculous.
I'd say he's above average.
He's way above average.
He's a
first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the very few coaches with 3 Super Bowls. The guy's been to 5.
Great, great. And your past plays a huge part because context matters.
He was
but a player who's a Hall of Famer.
Question. You have a problem with that secondary because that secondary was terrible and their defense is awful.
Yeah.
Who finished second in the NFL last year?
The Patriots.
So he's a great coach. Is he a phenomenal?
Oh, stop
is
it.
Is he a phenomenal?
Oh, stop is it. He a, Ken Whisenhunt finished second in the NFL. Is he a great coach?
He's a damn good coach.
Oh, stop it. You're going to back Ken Whisenhunt right now? That's your boy?
Ken Whisenhunt is a very good coach. Second of all, when he did finish second in the NFL, he didn't do it at 13-3. He did it at 9-7. He had Kurt Warner, a very good offense, and a phenomenal defense. You're talking about a team that had the worst defense in the league last year and still managed to get to the Super Bowl. You cannot tell me that's not great coaching. Can you say that the guy picks players very well?
How about a guy who had the worst defense in the league last year and then said, you know what? I'm not going to fix it. I'm going to go get something else.
Your outrageous claim is that he's a bad general manager. That's fine. He's not a great coach.
I'll say that when you're Bill Belichick, it all factors in. If you're going to give him credit for going with what he's got, you got to say something about not getting the pieces he's got.
Again, you look at some teams that irrationally allocate, and to be quite honest, it never really works. Andy Reid... is the guy who goes shopping and the guy who coaches. And that team always has holes, and that team's yet to get over the top of the mountain. The same thing used to happen with Hargrove. You shouldn't give all that much power or that much power to one guy, yet the Patriots do, and that's the Patriots' fault. At a strict X and O, from a strict coaching perspective,
you have to put some of that onus on him. If you're gonna give Jerry Jones, if you're gonna say Jerry Jones isn't like a phenomenal owner because he's a GM also and he's terrible at that, and you're going to knock points off of him, you got to knock points off of Belichick. And so, look, I'm saying I like Peyton better. At the very least, I like Jim Harbaugh better.
John Harbaugh is better than Jim Harbaugh.
Which one's in San Francisco?
That's Jim.
Jim?
Yeah.
I like Jim Harbaugh better. I kind of like John, but I'm not. I certainly like Tom Coughlin over him. To me, it's Peyton, Jim, Coughlin, those three at the top.
That's fine. And that makes some sense. But listen, overall, I think that you have a problem with Belichick's personality, and it's affecting your ability to rationally evaluate
him. My problem is I think Bill Belichick's personality is affecting his ability to coach and his ability to do what his team needs.
I don't disagree with that to a complete degree, but it does not affect
there it is.
To the point that he's not still elite.
All right, folks, that is it for us. A solid edition of the Cover 2 podcast. Check us out this week, Sunday, at 11 o'clock on 104.5 The Team. Like our Facebook page, search Cover 2 Radio on Facebook. Use the number for the 2. Brixie, you can find on Twitter at GameOnBrixie. You can find me on Twitter at Joe_1045. We out, everybody. Have a good one.